From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. American pop icon Prince has died. Born Prince Rogers Nelson, the multi-talented and influential musician sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. He won 7 Grammys and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for Purple Rain. Prince was inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame in 2004. He was 57. President Barack Obama says the U.S. and Gulf leaders remain united in efforts to destroy the Islamic State group and to stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East. He said they also agree a political solution is needed in Syria. Speaking at the close of Thursday's summit with the six-nation GCC in Riyadh, Obama said one area of tension is in regard to Iran.
Even with the nuclear deal, we recognized collectively that we continue to have serious concerns about Iranian behavior. Our nation's committed to continuing to interdict illegal Iranian arms shipments in the region, impose costs on Iran for its ballistic missile program, and oppose Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. At the same time, as I said at Camp David last year, none of our nations have an interest in conflict with Iran.
The one-day summit focused on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and in Libya. And the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits in the United States fell to a 42-year low last week, according to the U.S. Labor Department. Economists use that to track the number of layoffs across the United States. This is VOA News. America's U.N. ambassador says the U.S. will never give up trying to bring home the Chibok girls. 2 years after Boko Haram abducted the girls from their school, Samantha Power visited with those holding vigil each day in Nigeria's capital. A total of 219 remain missing, and Power says the U.S. is working with Nigeria and neighboring countries to defeat Boko Haram and safely recover the girls, and thousands more who've been kidnapped. Power has been meeting with leaders in Abuja. She visits northern Nigeria, the area of Boko Haram's primary threat, on Friday. In the U.S. presidential campaign trail, Donald Trump is turning his attention away from his Republican rivals and toward Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. The billionaire businessman calling Hillary Clinton crooked. Clinton, for her part, is now campaigning in Pennsylvania and taking aim at her potential Republican rivals in a general election and their positions on Muslims.
This is dangerous. This is not a free kind of rhetorical flourish. And Ted Cruz talking about religiously profiling American Muslims and having special police patrols to go through Muslim neighborhoods.
The next big contests are Tuesday in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. An explosion has killed at least 13 people at a petrochemical plant on Mexico's southern Gulf Coast. The plant and ensuing fire caused evacuations in the area as a fire billowed a toxin-filled cloud into the air. 136 plant workers have also been hurt in the blast. Could an aspirin a day keep cancer away? VOA's Jessica Berman says a new study shows promise.
It's been known for a while that a small daily dose of aspirin can lessen the risk of heart disease. New findings suggest the painkiller may also increase survival in cancer patients by up to 20%. Peter Elwood is a medical epidemiologist at Cardiff University.
There's fairly consistent evidence of a 15 to 20% reduction in death and a reduction in metastatic spread by low-dose aspirin.
Elwood says the evidence is strongest that aspirin delays mortality among colorectal cancer patients, but there was benefit seen among people being treated for breast and prostate cancer. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
For more on all of these stories, go to voanews.com. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.